crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of blood for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravies show. And we have Stop Calling Me Frank. They're going to be setting up in the room here to go on live maybe around 2, we're shooting for. But right now I have in the studio the fabulous Greg Allen of many Greg Allen bands. How are you doing, Greg?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And you got a new EP out, so...
Yeah, we do. It's called Happiness is on the Way.
Right on.
And, we recorded about a year and a half ago with Paul Coldry in Vermont, and it's an interesting little EP. Bomp's distributing it in L.A. And
what's the EP called?
The EP's called Happiness is on the Way.
Happiness on the Way.
Hence the
Something's
clown.
Go right through my head like
That's
a
That's okay.
Sieve.
It happens to me all the time. It's got the... My wife did the artwork.
Did
the
you really?
The painting,
it looks
yeah.
great. There's a scary clown on it.
With high tension wires above its head.
I think we have a picture up on a Crash Course for the Ravers page on Facebook. You holding that album
yeah.
so they can check it out
it's
from that.
The irony, you know, the clown, the happy clown with the candy, and then the high tension wires above its head.
Right on. Well, let's get right into it, huh?
Oh, sure.
The first one's called She's Stoned.
She's Stoned was written about this girl who kind of lost track of... where she was placed in time in like the 70s when everything was changing to all the punk rock, and she was still kind of like hanging around listening to like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young records, and the whole new guard was coming in. So it's kind of funny because this Pete Weiss, a great guitar player from the Weistronauts, plays on it, and he does this thing, the intro, like the Best Friend's Girl guitar riff in there to make it. It's basically the song is completely plagiarized.
I have heard that in there.
It's got Lou Reed. It's got, you know, the Cars. It's got just a whole bunch of junk.
Well, it's okay. It's paying tribute to people.
It is indeed.
It's not stealing it.
Yeah, well, you know.
So we're 91.5 WMFO. We're right here with Greg Allen. If you have a question for him, 855-915-9636. We will have Stop Calling Me Frank on in about an hour. Here's Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with She's Stoned. There we go, and my CD player doesn't work with my music bed, so I'll have to fix that. But anyways, 91.5 WMFO, and yes, brand new from Greg Allen. She's Stoned, and can't say enough about that, huh? Hey, I heard you working with Deep... Oh, I'll get this up. Heard you working with Deep Pop.
Deep Pop from... I'm not getting any transmission.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Here we are.
Sorry,
did they hear that before?
We'll get it. I'm just not used to... You grabbed a mic people don't usually use to interview by, but it's quite fine. I'll get used to it.
Depop, yes. We're going to be playing with Depop. He's going to be in our band, I guess, for a while. Depop's from the Bush Tetras in New York and the Gun Club, which is one of my favorite bands ever. And I love the Bush Tetras, too. They're great. And we played in New York, and we did this Jerry Nolan book signing thing, and he happened to sit in with us, and he's a great, great, great drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been having, you know, hard times looking for a really good drummer, you know. I mean, they're not a dime a dozen anymore.
Right.
And we've encountered every mental case. I mean, basically, they step right out of the hospital for the criminally insane and just go right over to my house.
Right.
I don't even have to advertise.
Hey, you want to take this call? Somebody's calling.
Sure.
Let's see what it is. Keep that in your mind, though. Good story. MFO, who's this? Hello? They got shy and they don't want to speak.
I know. All right. Or they're, you know.
So anyway, we were talking about Depop.
We're talking about Depop. Anyway, so we did this thing in New York, this thing, this book signing for the Jerry Nolan book that I'm in and several other people in Boston are in. And he sat in and he's, and I said, you know, man, I said, you know, our drummer might be leaving. And he's like, I'd love to do some shows with you. So right now, I guess the Bush Tetras are doing a record on Third Man, which is Jack White's label, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go out and record in Detroit. And then they're going to do some shows over the winter. And I think he's going to come up next month and him, myself, and Greg Steinbaugh, our bass player, are going to start, you know, woodshedding at my house in the basement and trying to get a set together. Hopefully we might get another guitar player, too. So if anybody's out there who's, if you've, you know.
I'll keep my ears open.
Yeah.
This new EP is sounding great anyway.
Well,
hey,
thanks,
here's another caller. Caller, you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Hey, what's going on? You got a question for Greg Allen?
Yeah, I wanted to know. This is Rosie.
Hey, Rosie, and, what's up?
I just wanted to know, who are his favorite bands?
Who is Greg's favorite band?
My favorite bands? To? I'm sorry? Who?
Or bands.
There's so many. I mean, you know, I grew up with the Rolling Stones and the MC5 and Stooges and stuff like that. But it's hard really pinpoint because there's so many that have influenced me. And, you know, I loved all that 70s glam crap like Bowie and the Dolls. And,
oh, it's great.
You know,
that's good.
I'm a product of my generation. So, I mean, you look at me, you go like, oh, this guy's in a time warp. But, I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff. I listen to jazz stuff. I listen to, like, Wes Montgomery. I listen to, like, Tommy Bolin's one of my favorite songwriter, guitarist, way underrated guy.
Greg knows what's up. He's as cool as can be.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
he sounds like it.
But a whole bunch of influences.
Well, thanks for the call,
like
Rosie.
The cars, yeah, the early cars.
Yep. Great
you hear some of that going influence.
On.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rosie, thanks for the call.
Okay.
We're going to get to the next track. It's called Joe the Tow Truck Driver.
Right on.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, keep listening. Rosie. Yeah, next track, Joe the Tow Truck Driver.
This
That's hard to get out.
This is a... Can I explain a little bit about the song?
Go ahead.
Okay, I know you're pressed for time, and you know I tend to be annoying sometimes.
No, we're doing good.
This guy shows up at my house, like, it was the weirdest thing. I had a flat tire in my driveway, and he shows up, and he's got, like, a cast on his arm, and he's got this little Chihuahua dog, and he looked like nothing like a tow truck driver. He was like a rock star guy or something, you
right.
know? And he goes, hey, what's up, man? And I'm like, I figured he'd be kind of burly and kind of... And I'm like, wow, you're the tow truck driver. You just seemed a bit feminine to be, you know.
Right.
He's got the little dogs eating crackers out of his hand. And he's like, oh, I don't want to move this chain. It's too greasy.
So that's Joe.
And so I said, wow, this guy just got, you know, it's heavy. So I wrote a song about this guy who shows up and he's like more of a hero. He's like a rock star hero. And people just, chicks like him, guys like him.
Oh, when you see that tow truck coming around the corner and you got a flat tire or something.
You know. Yeah, I mean, the best line in it, you know, when we were doing the record, the last line in the song goes, you know, I go through the wind and the sun, and I wrote, T-O-W spells rock and roll. And the producer looked at me and said, what did you just say? And I go, T-O-W spells rock and roll. And he kind of like put his head in his hands like, Jesus, that's the stupidest thing. So anyway, take it with a grain of salt. It's kind of a fun tune about a real person.
All right, check it out. It's called... Joe the Tow Truck Driver by Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. We're here on MFO.
Neighborhood.
There's one for all the truck drivers out there. Joe the Truck Driver. From Happiness is on the Way, new EP from Greg Allen's French Religion. I have Greg Allen right here. Greg Allen of many other Greg Allen bands, Greg Allen's Charm School, the Greg Allen Group, and you worked with Jerry Nolan.
Yep, that was a while back. That was
Well, you tell the kids who don't know about that a little about
Jerry
Nolan,
what
you did with that.
Well, Jerry Nolan was a drummer in the original New York Dolls back in the day, and we started recording a record together, and he died halfway through the record, so...
So you were living in New York?
Yep, living in New York. I was living in New York for about 20 years. And we used to do shows with him. I had a band that wasn't Greg Allen. It was called the Whores of Venice.
Ah.
Kids liked that. That was a great name.
I have that Jerry Nolan in the profilers in the system. I'll put one up for later on.
Sure. That record's available now at Bomp Records in L.A. They're distributing it for us. And well, we got halfway through the record, and he died. So I took the rest of the tracks that we had recorded, and...
You put it on vinyl, didn't you?
Yeah, vinyl. It's available at Bomp Records on pink vinyl, 12-inch. And, you know, the limited edition copies, we still have some. I think it's probably still 50 left. I mean...
And you must be able to get CDs, too, because I have it in the system here.
No, I don't think it's out on CD. Digitally available at Kudos Limited London. They can get it by it from them.
Somehow we have it. What's the best track on that, you think?
Good question.
Paint Me a Villain.
Voodoo Blues, I think.
Voodoo Blues?
Yeah, people seem to like.
I'll save that for later.
Sure.
Because right now we're on a mean, big Greg Allen's Fringe Religion block. And the next song on the list is Carney Love.
Carney Love. It's written about this guy who's kind of a voyeuristic song, whose girlfriend takes off with a methamphetamine addicted tilt-a-whirl operator in a traveling carnival. And, you know, it doesn't work out well. I mean, it's just kind of... But I kind of, you know, added a little humor to it. So basically, she's this, you know, it's fairly horrific, depending on how you look at it. Kind of another tongue-in-cheek, nothing to take too seriously, folks.
All right, let's hear the story of Carney Love, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion on MFO.
I'm feeling just fine, she said. Hey man, there was no love between us, and what we had was only convenience. It hit me hard like a punching gun. I was a sucker for her Carney Love, I said. Looks like a shack, he said. Hey boy, I'd like you not to kill the world. Skydiving downs and roll curves. Just shut my head, cause I had enough. There ain't no future in this Carney Love, I said. We'll be right back.
good way. Sometimes you encounter certain forms of venereal disease you should never ever dream of having. And you always think to yourself, you know, like I could have done something else with my weekend, like going up to the country and hang around out in the woods. But no, you decided to go to the amusement park, didn't you, kids? You decided to get on that skydiver with that tattooed love boy and fly up and down and up and down and up and down. I'll tell you, there's going to be some danger in that. You better make sure that you wipe up all those seats with isopropyl rubbing alcohol before you get on there. You see that guy who's one of the go-karts with the gold and the sleeve of tattoos? You better think to yourself, is this really worth it?
Get yourself some carny love. I'm here with Greg Allen of Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. We're playing the brand new EP just for you, exclusively.
Happiness is on the way.
Happiness is on the way. Great title, great album work. Where can they pick up the CD?
Bomp Records on their website has it. And Kudos Limited in London have the digital release of it.
Gotcha.
It's an interesting record. It came out a lot different than I thought because, you know, the plan was just to record stuff pretty quickly. But and I got it back and I listened to it. I'm like, well, this sounds interesting. It's like, well, I recorded it. I wanted to make you sound like a 60s soul band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Hence the kind of mono kind of AM vibe to the recording. Kind of a little lo-fi. You know, a lot of people dig it. It's got some pretty good reviews.
What about the Revolution Club?
Revolution Club, that's an older song. That's just a song that, you know, about your youth and stuff and hyper-romantic, you know, thinking about the past and what, you know, relationships and the way you were living at the time. It's kind of ambiguous in a way. But it's there to record and we did it.
Let's play it for them. I got Greg Allen in the studio. If you have a question for him, 855-915-9636. This one's called The Revolution Club on MFO.
Found my reason to live. The first day it started to kill me. I'm all right now. Got my together, keep us apart. Come on and
95 WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Ravies show, and I'm hanging out with Greg Allen, playing new stuff from his Greg Allen Fringe Religion EP. That one was The Revolution Club, and we got one more to go. I just wanted to talk with you a little more about
crazy drummers.
Well, yeah, we both have had...
It's been insane. Like,
Craigslist. Hard times getting the right drummers, right.
Like I said, the prerequisite must be right out of the mental hospital, right over to my house with a pair of drumsticks. Doesn't matter what time, you know. It's insane. I had one guy last, you know, this has been going on 6 months. Please, you know, professionals only, you know, and this guy... First, you think it's your friends. Let's call Greg. Let's send him an email. You know, Ed Tingleman. I'm Ed Tingleman. I've been playing 75 years, you know. But you think, yeah, it's a joke.
Right.
This guy calls up. He's like, my grandmother said I can come over to her house. I'm like, how is this? What? And then I can make a videotape of me playing at my grandmother's house.
like you need so to I'm know like, that stuff.
Exactly. And then, you know, we had one guy who was like, I'm ready for the gig. When are you playing? And I'm like, what do you mean?
He's just going to be there.
He's just going to show up with his drumstick and his stool, and he's going to play the whole set.
We've done that, and it was a good show, actually. The guy listened to the stuff.
Well, no,
you know?
we're talking crazy people coming, you know. And so this guy's like, I'm coming to the gig, and I'm bringing my drums, and I'm playing all your songs. I said, have you listened to him at all? He goes, doesn't matter. I've got perfect pitch. I know everything. So we said, no, I don't think this is going to work out. Then we've had... You know, the guitar player, you know, I run the ad looking for classic, you know, rock and roll guitar player, Ronson, Keith Richards, you know, Chuck Berry. And I get a lot of emails. I'm really into jazz funk.
Right.
I'm a 22-year-old woman, and I want to play jazz funk. And I'm like, well, did you look at the ad? She's like, yeah. It says Chuck Berry and, you know, I'll, and I'm like, this is not even close.
Right.
But the drummers is usually the best. They're just beyond.
We're trying to prune a heavy metal guy right now. We're like,
good luck.
We're punk
good
garage,
luck.
You know. But he wanted to do it.
He's going to have two bass drums. Sticks are going to be on fire.
we'll tone that down.
Double bass drums.
We already decided.
Drum beater booties on.
We decided he's not allowed to have a double bass. It's not the look for us.
We had another guy, and we had one guy come down and. You know, he looked like a cop, you know? I mean, as soon as you see him, you empty your pockets
straight
out.
Straight lace, yeah.
You're just... This guy is definitely a state trooper. There's no question about it. And he's not. He was a drummer, but he didn't work out. You know, I don't... It's never ending. Well, we got D-Pop. Hopefully that's going to work out.
You get D-Pop, and he's playing the Midway show with you?
No, we've got Jeff's flying in. Jeff, our original drummer who plays on this record, great guy, is flying in from Arizona to do the show with us just for that one gig. So we'll be a little under-rehearsed by 8 months, seeing that's, you know, the last time we played with him. We had to cancel all the shows this summer.
Oh, you'll do great.
Yeah, well, it should be fun. It's the December 22nd, 4 o'clock. We're playing with the Classic Ruins, Fire King, and a band called 145. And we go on at 4.
Great lineup.
Yeah, all great guys. And we'll be there to give out free CDs. And money, too. We're giving away free money, lots of it.
Sounds
everybody
good.
Gets $75 when I give them a CD.
We'll have to play some.
No, actually, that will not happen.
We'll have to play some Classic Ruins later, too.
Yeah, great band.
Good friends of the show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Greg.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's always a pleasure.
Anything else you need a plug? How about Heather's art?
My wife's doing an art show today at Fort Point, so buy stuff from her if you want. Fort Point, can I give you the directions? No, but it's somewhere in Boston. If you know where Fort Point is, you'll be able to find it.
So,
me, I have no clue.
Look for Heather at the art exhibit.
If you look for a little girl, she looks very much like a little troll. You know a troll's a little fuzzy little hair.
Heather's very pretty.
She is, but let's face the facts. She's synonymous. You know little trolls you get in?
Yeah, the troll doll?
Yeah.
I don't think she looks like a troll
doll. A very attractive troll doll.
Okay.
You know what? Guess what? Guess who's sleeping on the couch tonight? All right, forget that. No troll. Anyway, enough said. Thanks for having me.
Well, see you at the Midway.
All right.
22nd? January 22nd?
December 22nd.
December 22nd.
That's in
2 weeks. Coming right up.
And we're going on at 4. And like I said, free CDs, no free money.
Right on. And here's the last track from their EP, Miles Away. They are Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Thank you much for coming down. You can stick around and watch Stop Calling Me Frank if you like.
Right on, I will.
Right on. Hey, we're MFO.
things in vain.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Some more Greg Allen's French Religion, some of his older stuff there. Queen of Dirt. We got Marie in the house.
Yep, I'm here finally.
Yay.
Well, in the studio. I've been putting around.
You were doing some errands, getting us some water.
I kind of dig that.
They still don't have decent water up here. You know, we should.
We're lucky we have water.
I guess we're lucky we have water. We could be starving and dehydrated in Cambodia.
That's right. Eating mud.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Greg Allen, always a great guest.
It was a great interview, yeah. I like the new album.
Well, I'm going to play something from...
Heather's artwork is amazing.
I'm playing something back from when he was the Greg Allen group. This one
way back.
This goes out to you, Marie.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's MFO.
Staring at your face, but you're much older now, did dignify beyond an age. But you never know which way to go, Marie. Right.
you know. Oh, George starts a first. He knock her down and gonna black in her eyes. So when she gets back home, tell the husband a lie. Don't stop me talking, cause I'll tell everything I know. I'm bringing this thing to five, baby, cause somebody's got to go. Come on, let's get on. Shop, you know, when she humped it on, you know, she began to stop and said, come get my baby, gonna down around the block, I'm going down to beauty shop and get my hair styled. Don't stop and talk.